Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Get past the people, get past the hitman!
On the good foot here in the Sports Byline Studios. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Not going to talk much MMA today. Of course, we have the two-hour show on Sunday, again starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. But today, with the fight, they're calling it the one, the fight. Of course, Mayweather and Canelo just hours away. That is our main subject. So as far as that's concerned, we're going to take things local, and I'll bring in a local fighter and ask him what he thinks about tonight's fight. Of course, he hopes someday to be in the shining in the spotlights that Mayweather and Canelo are in tonight. I'm talking about Bruno Escalante of Redwood City, California, via Cebu City, Philippines. Is that right?
All right. Yes. Yes, sir.
All right,
thank
man.
Thank you for having me, man.
My pleasure, man. My grandfather says he was born on a boat in Subic Bay.
Subic Bay.
Yeah, that's what he tells me. At least that's what he told us before he died. He was born in Subic Bay. So I welcome you to the show, young man. 9-1, 5 stops. Before we talk about you, let's talk about Mayweather and Canelo. How do you see this?
You know, it's going to be a great fight. You know, we got a young fighter and a veteran. I really think that if it goes to distance, I think Mayweather is gonna get a pull. He's gonna win. I think Canelo needs to hurt Mayweather in the early rounds to get a chance. And you know, but you know, you're in the ring with Mayweather. You get a chance to win. He land a punch. Anything can happen. So
true. Yeah. True. Anything can happen. But you know, let's be honest. Now you've got a guy that's only been hit. Hasn't been hit too much in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, that Shane Mosley cracked him with a right hand. He recovered, and he was coming back on that. So it's like he just hasn't been hit very often. And I don't think he's been hit this hard, as hard as Canelo's going to hit him. Because if I was Canelo, Bruno Escalante is our guest, folks. Of course, as I said, 24-year-old super flyweight out of Redwood City, California. And you fight. And before we bring up the Fox Theater and things like that, that's just a wonderful place you live down there, Redwood City, no question about it. Of course, that is the county seat as well for San Mateo County. But when you look at the big picture here, I mean, you've got a guy like you know, Canelo Alvarez, a bigger, stronger guy against Floyd Mayweather. I'd be cracking Mayweather on the arms, on the hips. I would just be making contact with him because I think in order to offshoot an expert, a superior technician like Mayweather, isn't he superior to Canelo as far as his technical abilities are concerned? Much like Roy Jones was superior to Antonio Tarver. You've got to throw the rhythm off with something. So what do you think of that, just making contact?
I really think that, I think that's the right idea to hit him in the arms, get him tired. But Mayweather, he's a veteran, man. He got the footwork, you know, he got the speed. So he can get out of the way, and he got a great defense. So, you know, it's hard to get him.
So, in other words, much easier said than done.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I think so. But I think it'll be. I'm excited about that fight.
Okay. So you're gonna be doing your thing in Cache Creek on the 28th of September.
Yeah, I'll be going there. I'll be going in for the first time. This is gonna be my fourth fight this year. You know, my manager Herb Stone, he's keeping me busy with fights every 2 months, so it's great, man.
Well, young fighters should be fighting often, my brother. I mean, there's too many young guys take too much time off. I mean, Mayweather's getting a year between fights, but he's making $50 million, so he can do that. You hear what I'm saying? But if you're he'll be guaranteed $41 million tonight, and then I think he's gonna get about 29, that's what somebody figured, 24 to like 30 million extra in pay-per-view money. So Canelo's going to get $10 million. They tell me Canelo's not getting any part of the pay-per-view. That's what Mayweather says. So it's going to be all Mayweather. He may end up winning. Listen, it's his own company. The whole night. He might end up making like 70 or 80 million bucks.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he's really a smart guy, man. Not only that, he's a great fighter himself. And, you know, it's hard to get that guy.
Okay.
To beat him.
So let's go back to Cache Creek. Cache Creek is sort of cool, folks. It's a casino in Northern California. And they say it would, what cracked me up is my buddy, Brent Carter, the lead singer for the Average White Band, or AWB, played up there a few months ago. And when I got off the freeway, it says Cache Creek, 12 miles away. Well, Cache Creek is like 24 miles away from the freeway, and you go through all these winding fruit vines and vineyards and orchards and all this kind of stuff. And finally, boom, it's upon you. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful structure. They've got a nice arena and everything like there. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful setting. And, of course, my man, Bruno Escalante, will be there on the 28th, taking on Joseph Rios. Joseph Rios, 13 wins, only four stops, so he's not a big puncher, huh?
He never been stopped before. I mean, he never been knocked down, I don't think. He's coming to fight. Okay. To me, an exciting fight. So, I hope everybody can, get out there and, get an exciting fight. It won't be on TV, so, you don't see that very often.
Okay, so who's promoting? Is this Don Chargan Promotions?
Yeah, it's Don Chargan and Paco Presents. They're promoting the. I've been fighting, in their card for five times. I don't know, four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. They're great people.
Okay, Larry Merchant will be here in a few minutes, folks. The Godfather of the HBO crew is in the was in the supermarket and forgot. He said I gave him all the different time slots. And anyway, the bottom line is a little confusion here. But the Godfather will be joining us in a few minutes. Bruno Escalante is on the line, fighting September 28th. In Cache Creek, Cache Creek's casino in Northern California is just beautiful once you get there. It's beautiful once you get there because it takes a long time to get there as far as driving is concerned. What do you think 2014 has in store for Bruno Escalante? I mean, where do you see yourself in a year from now? Where would you see yourself in September 2014?
I'm seeing myself, getting my first title shot, world champion. And, my manager, it's up to my manager what his plan for me. But, whatever he put in front, I'm going to fight and, show that I can I'll be one world champion one day.
Okay, tickets for that card at Cache Creek on the 28th, folks, will be available at cachecreek.com. When I say Cache Creek, I mean C-A-C-H-E, Creek. That's right, not Cache Creek, C-A-C-H-E-C-R-E-E-K.com, cachecreek.com, and that's where the fight will be. Now, you look at the Filipinos' performance of late, Nonito Donaire getting knocked off, and Manny Pacquiao being put to sleep. I mean, and things are, you guys and the Puerto Ricans got some bad luck going right now. The Puerto Ricans are losing in the ring, too. So are you the savior of Filipino boxing? Are you the next savior?
Yeah, I'm. Nonito and Pacquiao did it a lot for boxing. I'm not there what they accomplished. I want to be next to them one day. Accomplish what they accomplished. It's awesome.
Okay, Manny Pacquiao, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Bruno Escalante is our guest, folks. He was born in the Philippines, now fighting out of Redwood City, California. He's once beaten super flyweight. When I say super flyweight, I mean 115 pounds. But Manny Pacquiao didn't want to take the drug testing. When Floyd Mayweather threw that at him, it was a $30 or $40 million purse on the line. He ended up fighting for like $8 or $10 million instead and finally ends up getting beat by Bradley and then gets knocked out by Marquez. Do you think it was like the dumbest business move that's been pulled off in boxing in a long time, walking on $30 to $40 million?
Yeah, I don't really think that's the case. I think Mayweather, on the other hand, he picks fights. I think that's I know that Pacquiao would get him trouble. He got the awkward angles and speed, and I know Mayweather. I mean Pacquiao.
But Bruno, how can you say that when Juan Manuel Marquez stands in front of him, right in front of him, right there, man? And Juan Manuel Marquez gives him hell for three fights, knocks him out in the fourth fight, and yet Mayweather spanks Juan Manuel Marquez and doesn't even get hit for 12 rounds.
So there's still counterpuncher. Mayweather is the best counterpuncher, right? And then Manuel Marquez, he just Conor Pacquiao. he got that he have that angle that Mayweather didn't see before. Okay. You know, I think Marquez fought him 4 times already, so he kind of know what Pacquiao does. Mayweather didn't get experience, so
all right. So where
that would be great.
Where is Bruno Escalante training in Redwood City?
I'm training in an Undisputed Boxing Gym in San Carlos.
San Carlos, beautiful, beautiful facility down there. No question about that.
My coach, Brian Schwartz, and Michael Basil.
Okay.
Also, we're working with Victor Conti and you know my track coach, Remy Cochimney and stuff. So.
And say, you know, the running coach you just mentioned, Remy, was that his name?
Yeah, Remy Cochimney, yeah. He's tough, man.
He's an amazing guy, and Conti's a pretty amazing guy as well. So you've got a good team surrounding you, man. I mean, Victor Conti, some people don't like him. I happen to like him. I think he's all right. I think he's doing good things nowadays as far as sports are concerned. And other people don't realize that the snack, and I'll mention this, you got to tell Victor I gave him this free commercial, okay? Snack, SNAC.com, Sports Nutrition for Advanced Conditioning, okay, is amazing stuff. It's just amazing stuff. The Vitalize, the all that stuff, man. I was just blown. What's your favorite snack product?
You're taking that too?
Yeah, well, I take it too.
The Vitalize?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the progesterone. That's the post workout. You know, after you work out, you drink that as recovery, and it feels good afterwards.
Yeah, Bruno Escalante, the best of luck. September 28th, Cache Creek, California. Joseph Rios standing across the ring from him. And an 8-rounder, of course, at CacheCreek.com, CacheCreek.com, Cache Creek Casino in Northern California. The best of luck to you, young man, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Aloha.
Well, I thank you so much. Mabuhay.
Mabuhay.
All right. Right on. Bruno Escalante, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Pretty good debut for the kid, huh? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, yes, the Godfather Larry Merchant will be here. 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network. Better than you.